This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, want to hit off on three topics today, and I want to show you how this works, only to validate and reaffirm my position, understanding what it is that I am called to do, and showing you how it works in this world. It's the church's job to bring about the answers to the world, not to bring the problems to the world. It's the church's job to influence the world by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not the church's job to be influenced by the world. So to show you that, and again, to show you how it works here, that you might find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, 1 Corinthians 2:5, but in the power of God and the demonstration of His Spirit, as well as 1 Corinthians 4:20, where it says the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven is not in word, but it is in power. Now, isn't this interesting? We have today on sonsoflibertymedia.com to prove my point, to further solidify my point. CIA-controlled media out in the open. Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, hired by NBC. Now, folks, it's been known for some time that the Central Intelligence Agency controls much of the media that people in the United States and abroad get their information from. And, of course, people also have been taught by the media that is working for special interest groups to give them cover concerning their crimes against we the people as they, through authoritarian means, attack us on a 24/7 basis, no doubt about it. Now, for some reason or another, it's coming to the light once again that, folks, John Brennan, a convert to Islam under Barack Hussein Obama, his former CIA director, was in fact hired by NBC. Now, if you thought this was all a conspiracy theory, the CIA has openly admitted to attempting to manipulate the media for decades. Operation Mockingbird, so on and so forth. We heard from Dr. Udo Ufkat, a German anchor, news anchor, who came out a year ago, and he shared with the world that the CIA manipulates and controls the information that me and you get. That is a fact. And, of course, within a year, he's dead. And, of course, he died just of natural causes as a young man. And the American people, once again, are led to believe that that's naturally how he died, when, in fact, it is not. Now, I'm bringing this up for the very purpose, friends, that in 2013, we did an article called CIA 70 Years of Propaganda and Corruption. And if you might take a moment and listen to, again, showing you how this works. The Lord is always ahead of the game, warning the American people as to what is going on. And it would be good for us to take heed to His word, because it always proves true without fail. And why not? Because God is not a man that He should lie. And only the Spirit of God in prophecy can show us things to come. Going back I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind, John F. Kennedy said. Now, why was John F. Kennedy so adamant about abolishing the Central Intelligence Agency back in the 60s? Well, history shows us that shortly after he made this statement, he was assassinated on the streets of Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963. Now, most Americans are also aware that after the assassination, President Johnson reversed President Kennedy's orders on Vietnam while conveniently appointing former CIA director Alan Dulles, who was fired by President Kennedy for lying and manipulating when it came to the Bay of Pigs, as the fox in the chicken coop when it came to the Warren Commission investigation on John F. Kennedy's assassination. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Now, the rest is history. The truth fell in the streets that day, Isaiah 59:14, and the American people refused to deal with those who were responsible for the murder of their president. And by the way, contrary to what the media would have you believe, 80% of the American people believe that was conspiracy involved concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Now, it's also interesting to note that 50 years later, the CIA operatives on their deathbeds, they're coming forward and telling the American people all those conspiracy theorists were in fact conspiracies, and it was the media attacking those that were uncovering those that were committing the act of conspiracy by labeling them theorists. When are you going to figure this out, America? Well, the truth was not acted upon that day. It did not fall dead. It has an affinity with the soul of man. The seed, however, broadcast will catch somewhere and produce 100-fold, and it has. One has to ask, what is the function of the CIA? Well, look it up. CIA's primary mission is to collect, analyze, evaluate, disseminate foreign intelligence to assist the president and senior U.S. government policymakers in making decisions relating to the national security. You know, that would be cool, friends, if that's really what their function was. But the fact of the matter is, that is not their function at all. As a matter of fact, we have from one of our foreign presidents, the buck stops here, Harry S. Truman. He said, I never would have agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in the 1947 if I had known it would become the American Gestapo. Well, of course it is. It's the American version of the SS is what it is, America. Don't doubt me. Do your homework. Now, folks, if you believe that their mission is to collect, analyze, evaluate, and disseminate foreign intelligence, and that only to give to the president, to advise him and government policymakers in making decisions relating to national security, you know what? It's time for you to open your eyes and open your ears. See, what they say and what they do are actually two different stories, because the fruit of the CIA has been war, world destabilization, media propaganda, murder, and bribery. And the list goes on. I mean, listen to former CIA agent John Stockwell. It's the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize the American people to hate. Who's behind all this racism, friends? Who's playing the race card? It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize the American people to hate. Now, just think, if the American people kept the commandments of the Lord, there would be no CIA, friends, in any sense of the word, because you would have judged them for their crimes against we the people long ago, in obedience to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize the American people to hate. So we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. Now, friends, just sharing with you and showing you, friends, that this was reported in 2013, but now today we're just hearing it to the conservatives of the day. What's the problem? Little late on the uptake.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're highlighting on sonsoflibertymedia.com, CIA-controlled media out in the open. Of course, they feel safe enough to come out in the open, friends. Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, a convert to Islam, by the way, for those that did not know, is hired by NBC. This is today, February 8th, 2018. 2013, yours truly, under the hand of a most awesome, faithful God, and this is the reason I broadcast what we broadcast and why we're broadcasting it, is because he is ahead of the game every step of the way. 70 years of propaganda and corruption, 2013. Friends, yes, people know that they have been corrupt for years. Yes, we all know that. That's the reason that John F. Kennedy said, I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind. And that's the reason that I would have never agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in 47 if I had known that it would become the American Gestapo, said President Harry S. Truman. The buck stops here, President. Isn't it amazing what the American people put up with? Isn't it amazing what the American people pay for through their tax dollars? Knowing all the well who they are and what their function is? I mean, what they say their function is and what a former CIA operative says their function is are two different stories. Again, they will tell you, the CIA, their primary mission is to collect, analyze, evaluate, and disseminate foreign intelligence to assist the president and senior U.S. government policymakers, not lawmakers, because if it was lawmakers, they wouldn't have a leg to stand on, in making decisions relating to national security. That's what they say their mission is. But John Stockton says otherwise. He said, it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize the American people to hate. To hate. So we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. So therefore, who are they working for? Who's creating the wars that you're sending your sons and your daughters to fight, friends? creating the wars. And who is giving you the misinformation outside of the state-controlled media on both sides, by the way, to create the war? Matter of fact, during the first break, friends, you heard the conservative news, yesterday's liberals, broadcasting the propaganda once again on the behalf of those that control the corporate media. And what is it? They're creating in your minds that we have to go deal with another lunatic, another monster dictator across the seas. Guess what? It's not going to be them fighting, friends. It's going to be your kids doing the fighting for them. Well, they make millions and millions, and in some cases trillions of dollars on the behalf of the military-industrial complex. And this you know. And by the way, I didn't say that. Again, we were warned by Eisenhower of the military-industrial complex in January of 1961. The president told you this. I mean, when we look at William Casey, the former CIA director under Ronald Reagan, friends, he is only here to reinforce John Stockwell's statement. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." You're being lied to. Look to Operation Mockingbird, CIA media control, MKUltra, friends. Look at what they are doing. This is common knowledge. And yet there's people out there that turn the news on and act like what they're getting is actual information. No, it's not. It's propaganda. Hey, folks, disinformation is exactly what they've been spewing out of the CIA for a long time, for a long time. Not only in our country, but also in other countries as well. I just shared with you Dr. Udo Ufkat came out in 2016 exposing the CIA by stating the following. Listen, he's no longer here to tell you what the CIA is guilty of. That's why I'm doing it for you. He speaketh still, friends. The entire mainstream media is totally fake, said Dr. Udo Ufkat. News anchor, journalist, useful idiot propagandists are taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. This is what they're getting paid to do, friends. I mean, you act like the conversations and debates that are going on in the state-controlled media are actually legitimate. No, they're not. They're created. They're contrived. Not every one of them. But the major issues, indeed, you better know it, is a fact. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. Udo Ufkat was found dead on January 13th, 2017, 1 year later. Is the CIA alive and well concerning their crimes? On February 1st, 2017, the CIA popped its ugly head up once again, this time exposed for fake news about assassination attempt on the Syrian leader, Bashar Assad. When are the American people going to hold accountable not only corrupt politicians who are using the media as a cover-up for their crimes, but also those who are behind the crimes? Read Deuteronomy 4:1. There's the answer, America. It's always in the Word of God. There's the answer. Hey, folks, you do understand, going back to likening it to what Mr. President Harry Truman said about the Gestapo and the CIA. He'd have never had a part to do with it or a part to play with it. But it's interesting to know, friends, that Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich was completely made on propaganda, said Joseph Goebbels. And you're being tested every step of the way as to what America you will tolerate concerning these people that are advocating the propaganda. I mean, you are to the point now where you're caught up into DACA. You're caught up into the illegals. Did you forget about September 11, 2001, America? Did you forget about it? Your representatives are bringing them into the United States, alluring them in on your dime. Did you forget about September 11th, America? I'm just asking you the question. And that begs the question, who's responsible for September 11th? Ask yourself, fill in the question mark with an exclamation point. Adolf Hitler's Third Reich was made on propaganda, according to Joseph Goebbels. So again, who does propaganda work best on? The least intelligent. Read Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. There's the answer again. So said none other than the devil incarnate Adolf Hitler, that all propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the least intelligent of those whom it seeks to reach. You know, a lot of the people that are being reached out to concerning the propaganda, they don't even know anything about Adolf Hitler. How come our school history books aren't teaching young people as to who and how Adolf Hitler rose to power? How come nobody's paying attention to that? Well, if they taught the kids that in public schools today in America, I'll tell you what, many of these administrations would have been thrown in jail a long time ago, period. Hey, folks, it has been said that not everything that is faced can be changed. But nothing can be changed until it is faced. Face it. And until the American people understand what they're allowing through the likes of the CIA and the FBI now, not all of them again, friends, but a majority of them, those on the higher-ups, the hierarchy of these bureaucracies, friends, you better bet your bottom dollar they know exactly what's going on. Until the American people understand what they are allowing through the likes of these bureaucracies, nothing will change. Again, listen to President Harry Truman, and I'm going to jump topic. I got two more to go. I never would have agreed to the formulation of the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, back in 1947 if I had known it would become the American Gestapo. It would be wisdom on our part, would it not, to finish what President Kennedy intended to do with the CIA, America? I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind. No wonder why these people and the CIA and the FBI and Google and Twitter and Facebook are so busy attempting to try to censor anybody, friends. Censor anybody that means to pull the cover off of them. And by the way, if you read John 15, you'll see that's exactly why Jesus was hated. Because he took the cloak of covering from off of them. Because he said, whatever said in the dark will be brought to the light. He also said, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Let me reiterate the point, friends. It tells us in the book of Micah that the Spirit of God will not be straitened. He will not be controlled. He will not be hindered. He will always find someone to open their mouth because they love God and man more than they love the advocation of evil and the tolerance of evil at every given step. Once again, to show you that God is faithful to you, America, he stands here today through the sonsoflibertymedia.com to warn you this is happening in your country, not in a third world country. Many people have fought, bled, and died and sacrificed themselves to give you what you have today. What are you doing with that gift of freedom, understanding that freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do, but what we better stand up and we better do for the preservation of this country, to hand a future and a hope to our posterity, that we might be blessed and not cursed in Jesus' name. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also, jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. My YouTube page, which is very important, just put a brand new one out there again this morning. I have over 200 videos showing you the answer that is needed, making reference to the Word of God and our Mosaic Institution based on a Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Again, the biblical and constitutional answers, friends, where we have the law on our side to bring about resolve concerning the issues of the day. Remember, justice guards our liberty. That is Bradley Dean YouTube. Bradley Dean YouTube. Check it out. Give me your thoughts. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to check out at any time a live phone call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You have us at the number 3 position right now out of 89 radio shows. We appreciate that. 92 affiliates across the United States of America listening to us even now, along with 53 other countries on a worldwide basis. We appreciate you. We love you by what we do, not by what we say. 1 John 3:18. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read 1 Timothy 2:5, Philippians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, and so on and so forth, friends. Let's get back to the next point. Tim Allen, sonsoflibertymedia.com, brand new article by Mac Slavo. Tim Allen is back in spite of the political correct culture. He said it's like the 30s in Germany. Man, it's like these guys, friends, are listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, or they're reading sonsoflibertyradio.com. I kid you negative, and it's like the Nicodemus of the world here, and I tell you, I see it all the time. You don't hear from a lot, but you definitely get the phone calls and the emails asking questions, or where is it that you've got your information from? Well, the fact of the matter is history repeats itself, so when you take history and put it up to the Word of God, you can pretty much predict what's coming down the road, and that's exactly what we do here. It's the best way to predict the future is look to the past that our forefathers, and our forefathers also told us to study the past, and that's exactly what we're doing. But here, again, today, Tim Allen is back in spite of the politically correct culture. He said it's like the 30s of Germany. Does anybody remember in the first January 24th of 2013, a guy by the name of Bradley Dean, led by the Spirit of God, to write an article, "Are We as Asleep as the Germans of the 30s? Again, praising God for his faithfulness to keep us on the head of the game. Again, friends, I want you to understand what we do here is we hold the axe to the root of the tree. Don't get caught up in all the branches and all the topics that are irrelevant, friends, to the issues we need to deal with. If we lay the axe to the root of the tree, we don't have to worry about what's going on in the branches. And the media keeps your eyes and your attention diverted away from the trunk. Nope, justice and judgment is the answer you're looking for. And it falls to the corrupt in government and these special interest groups and these unlawful and unconstitutional bureaucracies. Are we as asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? This is what was written back 1/24/2013 at 8:06 p.m. broadcast, and it was let loose on WorldNet Daily by Bradley Dean. Yours truly. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Karl Deunitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. He was hoping to become the next Führer after Adolf Hitler. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. What's happening here, America? Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Nothing new under the sun. I got a brand new post here, just from today. And it's a picture of Nancy Pelosi. And in the post is, and here the conservatives again are all caught up into the things that don't matter. It's got a picture of her standing up for 8 hours on the behalf of illegal aliens, advocating. Because again, she's not working for us. She's not working to uphold the Constitution that she promised that she would uphold. So therefore, she's a criminal. That is crime. When you break the law, that makes you a transgressor. That's called sin. The transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. But it shows a picture of Nancy Pelosi here. Stands 8 hours. This is what it says. Stands 8 hours for illegal aliens. And then it has a picture to the right of her. Wouldn't stand 30 seconds for Americans. America, why do you tolerate this to your own demise? Why do you tolerate this, America? Is this fun? Is this a game? Because it's not a game to them. Are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? On November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. And by this time, several countries were destroyed and 50 million people dead. That's 2.5% of the world's population lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. See, the world watched in horror as in the courtroom was filled with Nazi criminals. They played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into massive graves, all because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. It's exactly what you're seeing today, America. And during the opening of the court proceedings, it's important to note that the prosecutor said, The laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. Now, I want you to manage this. I just want you to imagine this with me, if you would. If the Nuremberg trials, per se, would have taken place at the first unconstitutional acts of Hitler's wicked regime, Hitler could have been easily stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people, who still had the freedom to do the right thing and did it not. And by the way, it's exactly what they're doing today under this Nazi, Janet Merkel, the prime minister of the day today, who smacked her flag, for those that did not know, and said that Germany belongs to Islam. Going back to Adolf Hitler, and are we as asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Hey, folks, just imagine if the Nuremberg trials per se would have taken place during his first crime. He could have been easily stopped. Instead, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Matter of fact, everyone that did the killing, keep in mind, Hitler didn't do the shooting. He didn't pull the trigger. All those people that swore to uphold the German Constitution are the ones that committed the crimes on the behalf of that dictator. And then they said they had the audacity to say that they were just simply doing their jobs. Folks, today Tim Allen is back in spite of politically correct culture. It's like 30s Germany, he said. Well, I'm here to tell you, we were warned of this long ago. January 24th of 2013. And now the conservatives are beginning to pick up as to what's going on and what was picked up over 5 and 6 years ago. And in many cases, 10 years ago. I had a sound guy. And interestingly enough, I remember he used to do our sound for us when we would do high schools all across the country. And he said to me, Bradley, he goes, some of the topics that you were hitting on back then, he said, I didn't see the problem. He said, sometimes I thought you were crazy. And I kind of chuckled a little bit. And then before I could even say anything back to him, he said this to me. He said, everything that you were talking about in public schools 10 and 12 and 13 years ago is exactly what we're dealing with today. And I said, I know. I said, God is faithful. I said, he's very much alive. I mean, he's the God that's faithful unto all generations, and he's found in the generation of the righteous. And the Bible tells us in Malachi 3:16 that I am the Lord, I change not. He says in Hebrews 13, verse 8, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I mean, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for us. Therefore, he's the God of who we are today if we belong to him, if he's our Father. He's the same God. And what he promised the patriarchs is exactly what he promised to us. And he would show us things to come by the Holy Spirit. And it's exactly what he's doing. And he needs to be thanked for it. And he needs to be praised for it. He's not the God of the dead, friends. He's the God of the living, and he's very much alive today if you open your hearts up unto him. And he's a very merciful God. But his mercy comes to an end, friends, sooner or later, and we are daring the justice of God by playing with that mercy in this country today. There's no question about it. I mean, let me turn this into a positive. Can you imagine... Let me say this. As Carl Deunitz blurted out, it was the politicians and the people who allowed the politicians to do the things that they were doing who were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. It's exactly what's happening today. You're drawing the seed of violence nigh unto you through judgment, America, because you leave off justice. You let them do what they do. On a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident, but the people laughed it off. So obvious were the atrocities that after church, the Germans, friends, this is craziness. This is absolute craziness, friends. My page that I have up in front of me just went blank. I got it back up here. This is crazy. It never happens, friends, all day long until I get on this radio show. But I was just highlighting the fact that on a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident. They were busted over and over and over again, just like your politicians are. And so obvious were the atrocities, it says that after church, the Germans were wiping the ashes of the incinerated victims off of their cars. Well, they were all in church praising Jesus. They were praising him, but they weren't obeying him. Oh, I could just hear right now. The Lord says, you honor me with your lips, 78% of you, but your hearts are far, far from me in obedience. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You've now bumped this up to the number one show. Hey, folks, John Wesley, the great field prophet of England back in the 1700s, he used to say that he used to set himself on fire every morning so the world could come watch him burn. Why are people listening? Why are people paying attention? Because they want to see the fire. But we serve a consuming God, an all-consuming God, friends. And the fact of the matter is, I want to tell you, when you bring the fire, you have to endure the light, but he's faithful in all of it. So if you listen and you pay attention to what's going on this radio show because you want to come watch me burn, I totally appreciate it. Let it burn the dross out of me and let the Holy Ghost burn in me. Amen. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are in Jesus' name, and we're kicking the hell out, and we're getting to heaven. In. Amen? Cool. Let's move on. Next point. James Wood said, every crime committed by illegal alien criminals must be laid at the doorstep of sanctuary city mayors. Now, friends, again, I'm not being funny. I'm just being honest. Do you remember Nicodemus used to come to Jesus at night because he didn't want to be seen? Well, folks, I'm telling you what, James Wood's listening up. Hey, Brother James, appreciate your listenership. Give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Tim Allen, the same thing. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. I actually preached at a prison in Sandstone, Minnesota, where Tim was incarcerated for cocaine trafficking. Crazy stuff. But I didn't mean to bring that out, Brother Tim, but that's how I know who you are. And I also know that you're an actor, and I also know that you're Buzz Lightyear. Okay? We also know you're listening, so we appreciate it. And we also know our enemies are listening, too, and that's what they're worried about, that you might get a hold of the facts, and we appreciate your listenership and your readership to get you the information that you need, because most people didn't know what James Wood just said until he found out through yours truly in this ministry. Praising God here, friends, not myself. Praising God, friends, that he's faithful to show us things to come, and again, that he is who he says he is. He's not changed. Again, he's the God of the living. He's not the God of the dead. But James Wood said every crime committed by an illegal alien criminal must be laid at the doorstep of sanctuary city mayors. Well, guess what, friends? The furthest thing, politicians, namely corrupt politicians and those that are guilty of the crimes in sanctuary cities, have your minds thinking of everything but they're responsible for their crimes committed. Namely, bringing in and harboring certain aliens. They also don't want you to know that the crimes that are committed, anybody that has fallen victim to an illegal alien, I want you to understand. I don't care if it's the President of the United States or a Supreme Court Justice or a Senator or a Congressman or a Representative or the head of the FBI or the head of the CIA. I don't care if they allure them in here into America. And now we're talking about mayors masquerading as mayors because, in fact, they are felons. They are responsible for the crime that the illegal aliens have committed against any one of we the people. And if you know somebody, give them this information. This is the information you need to give to them. You ready? 8 U.S. Code 1324. 8 U.S. Code 1324. Now, I know, again, the American people have been dummied down to believe that for some reason or another, if you serve we the people, you're a demigod. You can do certain things above the law that we the subjects cannot. Friends, they derive their just authority from we the people. No, they do not have a special privilege of some sort of congressional immunity when it comes to the laws that they are to magnify. Now, going back to today, friends, and what James Wood shared with us, he's exactly right. Every crime committed by illegal alien criminals must be laid at the doorstep of sanctuary city mayors. Until the American people begin to hold those that serve we the people accountable, regardless of the consequence, friends, regardless of what they do to you through the media, what they may do to you in your life, you stand your ground in Jesus' name. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and the seed of the righteous is forever. You need not fear, because you were not given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, period. And the people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of us for his name's sake. Do you remember? Friends, in the book of Genesis, when Jacob went about and the Lord laid the terror of Jacob upon the cities round about him. Hey, folks, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. And we don't take counsel from our fears in this country, friends. We deal with the corrupt. And the Lord is looking in Psalm 94 for those that will stand up against the workers of iniquity. And friends, we don't have to look too far to see that or find them. Criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities are responsible for the crimes of the illegal aliens because they were an accomplice, they were the ones that opened the doors, they were the ones that allured them in, and if a crime is committed once again by an illegal alien even being here, guess what? They're already responsible for the crime of bringing the illegals into the United States of America through their allurement. And you as well know, friends, their allurement is your tax dollars. Just a reminder. Just as a reminder. They've already broke the law. Anybody allure? Hey, folks, again, just a reminder, DACA is illegal. It's unconstitutional, therefore illegal. Those that are promoting DACA, they are outlaws. That means they are operating outside of their scope of authority. They are implementing something out of thin air that we have not delegated to them. You heard during the break, friends. You heard during the break about the President of the United States and his report card. If you're that stupid to fall for it, you can go ahead and do that. But it's the same corporations working to the conservatives as what you would call the liberals. Through the right as you would call the left, okay? Just so you know. Six corporations worldwide. But what you need to know, friends, is the report card they gave him, a 40% approval rating. And then they talked about where he got bad grades concerning what? What was the topic? Illegal immigration into the United States of America. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Who's angry about that? Nobody is. See, but if you don't know that's what the people are saying, you're going to believe what the media has to say. And keep in mind, they want to continuously belittle you and belittle you and belittle you just like any other dictator does. Through authoritarian means. And it's exactly what the media is guilty of. It's exactly what many politicians are guilty of in this country. Who's for illegals coming into the United States of America outside of the illegals? They've already broken the law. He gets a bad grade? Hey, folks, and by the way, it's not about the president. It's about the law. Hey, folks, they're telling you that our laws, the laws of our Constitutional Republic and the enumerated laws, are getting bad grades. I don't care what the criminal has to say, no more than I care what the devil has to say. But I want to tell you, that was propaganda. That was a flat-out lie. Again, to persuade the American people to give way to illegals in this country. And what have they done? They've used everything on their little utility belts, their little criminal utility belts, to try to persuade the American people to say yes to illegals, from going to the kids, to mama crying about how her husband, who's been here for 17 years, has been deported back. Good! He's had 17 years to do it the right way, and he didn't do it. Why don't you talk about the crimes that the illegals are bringing into the United States of America and the crimes that they're committing against we the people? Now, on this radio show, we show more compassion and mercy for the victims than we do the criminals. And in this case, I have zero tolerance for those that want to come into this country illegally in the first place. And so does everybody else, just for the record. Just for the record. Oh, America, if I could get one show off and let it just fall unto all the false gods that have been erected in this country, the way Gideon was used to tear down his father's altars. I'll tell you what, I've spent the last 20-some years of my life doing just that. Look what the grown-ups have done with this world. Our world. The United States of America. Look what they have tolerated. Remember, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. Can you imagine if we don't get this right now, America? No, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. Remember, on a positive note, God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. If you're looking for that Chronos and Kairos moment, now's the time. The right time to do the right thing, friends, is right now, not tomorrow or the next day. Never do tomorrow what you can do today. Let's hold these corrupt criminals called politicians accountable for their crimes. Let's go back 60 years in this country and let's dig up every single one of them, friends, that have committed crimes against us and hold them accountable. Ex post facto, you better bet your bottom dollar, friends. Because I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I wanted to spend the show today on showing you how faithful God is. It's time to thank God for His mercy. It's time to love on Him with our whole hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and then our neighbors as ourselves, friends. For this is the whole duty of the law and the prophets, is to love our neighbors as ourselves. Love you. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.